"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome, everybody. Well, there was a court appearance today in San Francisco for the man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi at the Pelosi home early in the morning last week. And, of course, he ended up hammering Paul Pelosi in the head and causing some serious injuries. This is the state case against this man. Let's go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, for how this went down today.
Alex. Hey there, guys. Yeah, so it wrapped up about an hour ago, and David DePap walking into court, orange jail jumpsuit, right arm in a sling, and face had a mask on, looked coherent, long combed back hair, not crazy looking, but not necessarily well kept, but a couple of days in jail, a few days in the hospital, and that may be more of why he didn't look like, he was totally, he had just taken a shower and then gotten ready, but walked in, perfect posture, seemed almost kind of a bounce to his step. Now the court proceedings get going, and he entered a plea of not guilty. It was a short hearing, only a couple of minutes long, but he's denying all of the allegations.
Wait, hold on. I have a question, sir. Didn't he already confess to police?
Well, yeah, that's what police and prosecutors say. So they came in. And
a stupid game.
Yeah, so he entered the plea. Now, part of the reason for the not guilty plea may be that his public defender says, I don't even know this guy. He says, I haven't even seen the police reports. I was just assigned to him. And, so I'm sure he told him, look, we don't know each other. Just go in there and say not guilty and we'll figure this out, because he told us this outside.
As of right now, I haven't even seen the police reports. I met my client last night for a brief meeting for the first time.
So I'm no lawyer, but I think that the advice would be, don't go in there and say you're guilty till we know, I want to know what you did and, what you told police and all that. So he got out of the hospital last night. That's why they were able to meet. He's housed at the San Francisco County Jail now. His attorney is saying he was not on a mental hold. We had wondered about that, if that's why he was in the hospital for so long. His attorney says, no, the sling is because he got hurt when he was arrested, when he was fighting with the police.
He has a dislocated shoulder. He's okay currently.
Can you speak to his mental state?
I cannot.
So he won't talk about the mental part of it. So he's going to remain in jail. Later this week, they're going to have a hearing to figure out, should he be able to post bail? The judge said if they do allow him to post bail, he will be ordered to stay away from the
bail?
Pelosi family and the Pelosi
house. He actually has a chance at bail after slamming a guy in the head with a hammer?
It's San Francisco, potentially. But we'll see. Later in the week when they hold that hearing, they may say no. Preliminary hearing is set for January.
This is a ridiculous state.
Yeah, I mean, he may not. There's a good chance the judge is going to say, no, you're a danger to the public, and the DA will make that case.
Well, he's nuts. He's going to go back and find Nancy.
Yeah, so prosecutors, they're saying, to your point earlier, that despite this not guilty plea today, that he admitted after he'd been Mirandized, that they read him his Miranda rights, and He said, okay, and told them, told police, he went into the Pelosi home to get to Nancy Pelosi to make her pay for lies told by Democrats. And then they laid it all out. The DA, Brooke Jenkins, she says DePapp told police exactly how it went down and how he found Paul Pelosi in bed in his pajamas.
The defendant made his way upstairs to the second floor of the home, locating Mr. Pelosi in his bed sleeping. He woke him up, confronting him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi.
And she says that then DePapp told police Pelosi looked surprised when he woke him up. Can you imagine? 2:30 in the morning, there's a guy standing above you in bed and waking you up. That he looked scared and surprised, and that then Pelosi tried to make a run to the elevator in their home. So now we know they have an elevator in there. And that DePapp said, nope, you're not going to go in there. And then everything began to go down. But in his bags, police say he had zip ties, duct tape, rope, and he said that was to hold her hostage, that he was going to use all of that, that he admitted to all of it, according to them.
All right, Alex.
Just one more question.
Yeah.
Has anybody talked about why the police didn't take him out effectively before he raised the hammer and whacked him in the head? It still sticks in my mind as being odd.
Yeah, so it's a little bit
kind of screw up.
Yeah, so it's a little weird, and maybe one day we'll see the body cam video. Somebody opened the door for police. Now, remember, they don't know what they were responding to
somebody
in that moment.
Somebody opened the door? Like a third party? Or
no, it was one of the two of them. And prosecutors say they still don't know which one. Did they reach over as they were fighting? They knocked on the door. Somebody reached over and opened the door, and when they opened the door, they were struggling over a single hammer. They were both holding onto it. But police said they didn't know in that moment who the suspect and who the victim was, that they didn't know that they were these random officers who were responding to the 911 call, that they didn't know who that this was a home of Paul Pelosi, allegedly, or who he was or recognize him, and that they were struggling over it. They may have drawn their weapons, but they ordered put down the hammer as they were both holding onto it and fighting over it. And then in that moment, they said that then DePapp grabbed the hammer, ripped it out of his hands, and then began beating him. And that's when police jumped on DePapp, Pelosi looked like he went unconscious. And then they got him medical aid. They began to arrest and wrestle with DePapp in that moment. But they say it went down really quick, that they were in the entryway, standing there fighting over the hammer. And when the door swung open, wrestling over it, rips it out, begins hitting him in the head, and then they took him down.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, reporting on the court appearance today of Brian DePapp. He is the attacker of Paul Pelosi early last Friday morning in the Pelosi home in San Francisco. This was the state charges against him filed by the San Francisco District Attorney. Yesterday was the federal charges. So now, what we learned yesterday, we have a little more information on. Yes, he is an illegal alien. I don't know, to add that to the pile. He was born in Canada in 1980. He somehow got into the U.S. as early as the year 2001. He ended up with a Social Security number, which can only be obtained with a job. The Social Security number was obtained in Hawaii.
You can get a Social Security number as an illegal alien? Probably not. There must have been some kind of fraud there, obviously.
Or he got it when he was still a valid visitor. I don't know how long the visa you get to stay on a visa from.
Because normally
he overstated eventually, and that's why he became an illegal alien.
Yeah, and Newsom didn't deport him, did he?
No, I'm laughing because this doesn't happen to anybody that's in the
country. No, I know, but this is, see? There you go. More illegal alien crime.
Have you been able to find his criminal past? It was referred to by Fox News, but I mean, actual arrests and convictions. I know that he's been with people that abuse children and he's a druggie and blah, 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 but I'm trying to see the actual.
Oh, if he ever got arrested?
Well, because if he ever got arrested and convicted, then you're supposed to deport somebody who is in the country illegally. That's now, as a sanctuary state, we don't do that.
See, we've given up arresting people, so this is a whole nother level.
I know. But I'd seen a line that he had a long criminal record before all of this, and I have not been able to see. Maybe it was just drug charges. It seems likely that that's what it was, since that seems to have been his whole life, including at one point he was living in a school bus.
They had it parked in front of their home, him and that wacky gypsy woman.
He is just symbolic of what I see too much of everywhere I go now. Just people that just wander. They're like zombies. They might stand around all day, homeless, not homeless. Yeah. Just nothing going on, vacant.
Yep. It's the drugs. I think we have more brain-destroying drugs than ever before in our history. And I think we're ground zero here because of the Mexican border. I think it's pouring in here, but billions of dollars worth of drugs.
And yet the trend is, right, let's not pick on people that use drugs, right? Let's decriminalize.
It's stupid. You see what happens here. They had this up in Oregon.
But then they said, well, the war on drugs never worked. That was a failure.
Well, you can't go by what they say.
Led to the policies that we now have.
Go by what you see with your own eyes. In Oregon, they decriminalized a lot of heavy-duty drugs, and now they're shocked to find out that there are more overdoses and more zombies in the streets. I just read this the other day, the record number of overdoses and zombies in Oregon. Well, what'd you think was going to happen? If you legalize all kinds of toxic drugs, are you going to get less of that or more of that?
All right. Coming up next, right away, the keyword. That's right. You have a chance for the inflation bonus cash money. You get the keyword. Follow the instructions as to how to enter the contest. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Here's your update on the LA City Council. They met today, and guess what they had to do? Wow. They had to throw the protesters out. They literally cleared the room today. They're not going anywhere.
Oh.
So Council President Paul Krikorian issued several warnings. The meeting cannot proceed with these disruptions. Police and riot gear moved in and forced all the protesters out. I don't think there was any violence. I don't think there was any arrests.
They should have done that the first day.
Correct.
After the first couple of days, I wondered, aren't they allowed to throw protesters out? They must be.
Otherwise, they are. You cannot disrupt the public meeting like that. No.
Good.
God. You can sit there quietly, but they're not going to do that.
Go to work. Oh, I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, it looks like they finally figured out that Kevin Leon is not living in that Eagle Rock home where they've been camped out. They say the councilman does not appear to be living in the home. They just figured that out now, like 3 weeks later. We kind of knew that at the beginning. That's just his council home for his...
some of the council clowns have fake homes so they can run in the district, but they don't actually live there.
It's cardboard.
Because some of those districts you wouldn't want to live in.
So it looks like it's a lot of BLM protesters, and they're now playing a game. Where in the world is Kevin De Leon?
Yeah.
We can't find him. He's not here. He's not in city council meetings. He's not in his district office.
Oh, that'd be fun. Why don't we all go look for him tonight? That sounds like a good game to play, huh?
Well,
BLM protesters? Well, there's the $90 million.
I can tell you that actually he did reach out to talk again to the community.
The community.
It was yesterday he was in the Crenshaw district meeting with a group of African American leaders. The apology and listening tour. Doesn't say exactly what was accomplished, but this would be good old Earl Afari Hutchinson Urban Policy Roundtable.
All these guys love the rituals, right? They love the rituals of the listening tour, of the apology, of sitting at a table and talking, one somebody apologizing, the other one instructing and scolding. Same old, same old. You think De Leon thinks any different than he always has? Whatever he thinks, don't you think it's exactly the same?
He's
going through the ritual so that I don't know what.
People say what they have to say, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Everybody's making their money.
Whatever it, as you said the other day, and it still holds true, if you protesters really want to get rid of Kevin De Leon, be a part of the recall effort. Get that moving. Apparently, they're going to need 25,000 signatures to effect a recall of Kevin De Leon in that council district.
They would rather lie in a tent in front of his house. You to do a recall, you'd have to go door to door. You get tired.
The LA City Council apparently today adopted the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism.
They didn't have one?
They wanted something very sure and something that they were definite, I guess they were looking for.
Just print anything Kanye West has said in the last 2 weeks.
Yes, that's true. Here it is. Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Well, I think we kind of knew that. rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities.
They had to define this like nobody knew what it was?
I know.
And what are they going to do with the official definition now that they wrote it down?
It's going to be an official part of the record.
I see. Because it's like some non-binding resolution.
Right. That definition's already been adopted by 37 United Nations member countries.
So they all agree.
320 non-federal government entities, 22 states and several cities. This is all coming from Paul Koretz. He's apparently spearheading.
They just love this stuff. Any pointless, meaningless virtue signaling ritual. These guys are there. Cleaning up the homeless encampments. But when can we get all pompous and self-righteous and write down a definition of hatred? Oh, yeah, I'm there for that.
They do seem to focus so much on all of this rhetoric.
Did you notice Kanye West didn't play the game? He didn't go on an apology tour? Didn't ask for forgiveness?
Not yet. He's taking a hit to his bottom line, but you're right, not yet.
But he's so nuts he doesn't care. He's not even faking it. Most people fake it just to preserve their income, but...
Yeah, he doesn't seem to...
He's not doing it.
I haven't heard that he's attempted anything like that.
They're trying to jump on Kyrie Irving.
We do know that last week he tried to walk into Skechers maybe to get himself a new shoe deal, and they threw him out. So.
Isn't that the proof of how nuts he is?
But yes. But it also shows you he's not going to apologize. He's just looking for a new sponsor.
Right.
Hey, you don't want me? I'll find somebody that will. I know who will. I'll just walk down to Skechers.
There was photos. I don't know if it was in the New York Post, but he went to his kid's soccer game. And one of the other parents got in his face, I assume, about all his comments, right?
Right.
And there was long-distance photos of him arguing with this woman. And then off to the side, Kim Kardashian is sitting there watching the game in a lawn chair with her security around her. And it's like, imagine you're on this team. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I heard about that story. All right. When we return, we're going to go across the other ocean, the Atlantic, to Europe, where they are preparing for a very difficult winter without Russian natural gas coming in. They've already done okay in terms of cutting back on the need for Russian gas because of the whole Ukraine situation. But we'll show you and tell you more stories of what they're putting up with. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Office Depot Office Max has great deals on everything you need to succeed, like stylish furniture and chairs to keep you working comfortably, the latest tech to keep you organized and productive, calendars and planners to keep you on schedule, and cleaning supplies to keep your space spotless. It's the perfect time to stock up on the supplies you need to succeed, from the office to your home and everywhere in between. Need it fast? No problem. Place your order at officedepot.com and pick it up in just 20 minutes at your nearest Office Depot or Office Max store.
Yeah, we do have a voter guide on the webpage, KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken page. Well, I actually didn't look today to make sure it's still up there. But a reminder that next Monday, November 7th, the 5 p.m. hour is dedicated to the Hour of Candidates. I always like the way Clay says that in the little thing we play, the intro. If you are running for any office, really anywhere in the country, I guess, right? The world? Usually people from California call. Because most of our voters are here. You can call in at 5 o'clock on Monday. We have the toll-free number, and you get 30 seconds. That's it. There's an actual timer ticking away as you speak. So make sure you get to the point. And if you want to send people to some social media that you have so they find out more about you and hopefully vote for you, just do that. And it's Monday, 5 o'clock, and we'll give you the phone number in the coming days because we don't want people calling now.
And the voter
guide.
What
people do. I heard a phone number. I'm calling.
Well, they're going to do what they do.
Okay, is this where I win the contest? The money? I have the keyword right here.
Don't you know nobody ever listens to the rules? Nobody reads the fine print.
Not nobody, but there's a percentage of people that don't follow anything. So.
The voter guide is up there. Whatever forces within the company keep taking it down. At the moment, we have prevailed. And the voter
They have this thing where they want to freshen the page and put the new stories up, but then they forget that the voter guide has to stay around.
Our voter guide never goes stale.
It does not.
Never begins to smell.
Well, I gave away another $40. The Powerball was no winner.
Ah!
It's now going to be over $1.2 billion for Wednesday's drawing. However, I wish I went to this market on La Brea. The 777 market in mid-city LA. Somebody has a ticket that has five of the six numbers. It's worth $790,000. I'll take that.
That's the second prize, only $790,000?
Yeah. You match five out of six numbers.
That's cheap.
There were actually two tickets sold in California. There may have been another one sold around the country. Oh. So that's part of the reason.
Oh, I see. I see. $790,000 is the share of the...
The other one was sold in Visalia.
Did you see in New York State, they have a daily lottery? I think you have to pick five numbers.
Yeah.
And they do it twice a day. And... Hmm. Both times in a single day, the same five numbers came up as the winning numbers.
That would be a long shot.
And they checked and rechecked the system, and it's like, no, that really happened. And the odds of that were like 333 billion to one that you'd get two sets of numbers the same day.
And was there anybody that won that bet both numbers? Or
nobody bought tickets betting the same set of numbers twice.
No.
Or at least, yeah right. And those prizes were cheap, too.
We now turn to the Ukraine-Russia situation, and we take a look again at Europe. Europe is getting ready for winter. It's November now. It's going to get cold. So in many countries there, they're preparing for a lack of natural gas coming from Russia. Russia, of course, has been a pipeline to Europe for natural gas for quite a while now. It says here that some of the ways that the countries are preparing for less, and of course, natural gas leads to heat. The nuclear power plants that were supposed to close in Germany will stay open. France and Sweden are telling people to turn the thermostats down to 66 degrees. Slovakia is urging people to limit their showers to 2 minutes. Sounds like enough time, doesn't it?
That's going to make for a lot of aromatic Slovakians.
Well, you know, I saw a headline today, in the lovely Daily Mail, that some health advisor says you really don't have to shower the rest of your life if you don't want to. There'll be no ill health effects.
Yeah.
You may stink a bit.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't want to know that guy.
But they...
I think I know you don't die from not washing often because you see the homeless people live forever.
Yeah, remember the guy we just did? Yeah. Where was he, in Iran or Iraq?
Iran, right. The guy made it to 94. He hadn't showered in 60 years. So, okay.
And then they put him in a bath and he died.
Yeah.
That was the sad part. He finally bathed after 50 years or whatever, and he died a few weeks later.
Well, because I don't think he could catch anything. all the germs he had on his body killed any incomers.
Russia now provides less than 10% of Europe's natural gas. That's down 45%.
You know what I love about
this? From before the war in Ukraine.
And I've been waiting all my life for this, actually.
Really? All your life?
All my life, because there's so many stupid policies and stupid political trends and fads that people get caught up in. And I was waiting for the one that would lead to the demise of a society. Where people did so many stupid things for so long, that's it. And now the Germans have been chasing this green energy nonsense for years and years. All their leaders, they shut down the nuclear power plants. They said, we're going to live on wind and solar energy. It's like, whoops, you're going to have thousands of frozen Germans by the end of winter. All these Germans will be hard as bricks.
Yep. Well, you know, this optimistic story in the New York Times makes it sound like this may be just the thing we need to do to turn away from fossil fuels.
Really?
So we're forced to not rely on Russian natural gas. We have to come up with other sources, which, of course, are wind turbines, solar panels. But natural gas still powers most homes and businesses right now in Europe.
How much sun do you think Germany gets in December?
You got to store it.
You know what? February's in Germany, nothing but bright, warm sunshine. All month long, every day.
European nations have filled most of their gas reserves. They have enough to provide around 3 months of power.
Yeah, they saw this coming.
And they've had unseasonably warm weather, so it's delaying the need for early heating. So that may help them, too. But still November. We're going to have some cold months ahead.
They'll have a couple of big freezes.
An energy company says Europe has enough gas stored to survive this winter unless it gets really cold.
We'll just have to see
how the weather goes.
A test of Darwinism. If people do stupid things long enough that they kill themselves and then they cut off their genetic line and then they will not continue.
Well, the real problem, they think, is going to be next winter, because if they use up all their natural gas stocks and this Russia-Ukraine thing is still going on and they can't replace the stocks with Russian gas, then they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Here they're getting some from the United States and Qatar.
Well, they never developed a system where the liquid natural gas could be shipped from the United States, and they never built the ports that were needed for Europe to take large quantities of U.S. natural gas. We have enormous amounts here. There's enormous amounts all over the world. There's no excuse for this other than their own trendy political stupidity. Like, yes, let's be green.
Coal consumption did surge in the first half of this year by 10%.
Yeah.
Greece is extending the operation of all of its brown coal-fired lignite power plants to 2028. Lignite.
Dirtiest coal out there.
Is it lignite?
Yeah, it is the most polluting in the traditional term of putting pollution to the atmosphere.
Oh, those Greeks.
And also in greenhouse gases.
The Netherlands, Germany, and Austria have lifted their limits on coal-fired power plants.
Yeah, there you go.
So they are getting ready for the reality.
Whatever microscopic savings in greenhouse gases these clowns made is going to be completely overwhelmed by all the lignite that they're going to be blowing at. They're going to be burning up.
The other thing that's happening, and it's a low fever right now, but there are some people questioning, why are we fighting so much for Ukraine here?
Well,
maybe we ought to try to make nice with the Russians to make sure we continue to get our energy supply.
Yeah, the Ukrainians are going to pay for this.
They're getting a little bit antsy, some of the...
That's the thing. The Germans never thought, well, if we're going to rely on the Russians to provide us with the natural gas while we go green. If we decided we were going to trust the Russians, there's like the second stupidest mistake. First stupid mistake is going all green. Second stupid mistake is trusting the Russians to bridge the gap. Now both ideas have gone into the crapper. And the Ukrainians are going to have to die for it.
We got more coming up. You listen to John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to have Greg Totten on. He's Chief Executive Officer of the California District Attorneys Association. And they want the California Corrections Department to explain the early release of violent criminals. Mm. And wait till you hear some of the examples. They're almost hard to believe. One possible beneficiary is a convicted murderer named Daniel Marsh, who said he got an exhilarating feeling after he stabbed an elderly couple in Davis, California, 120 times to death. But he may now be eligible for early release under the parameters of things like Prop 57 and all the rest of these laws they've passed.
That's the kind of guy we're always talking about. They get a rush from the crimes they commit. They get excitement. They get such an adrenaline, dopamine hit that they want to go back and do it again and enjoy the thrill.
All right, so he'll join us after the news at 4 o'clock. Well, I mentioned earlier this hour that next Monday at 5 o'clock, we're doing our usual hour of candidates. People running for anything can come on and talk for 30 seconds. And I hope this guy calls. It's really one of my favorite stories lately. Kevin Brunner, 30 years old, is running for the Tahoe City Council. But he's been arrested on suspicion of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's apartment. And the reason he's being talked about is because when he was confronted, because apparently he was lying there passed out in her apartment, he said, oh, all this damage and a fire? A bear did that, and I'll tell you the story. That's what he's telling police.
A bear did that.
The bear did.
What a dope.
Well, here's his story. He and his ex-girlfriend were still together at the time. And although his name is not on the apartment lease, he was staying with her to help take care of their dog, or her dog. She, of course, has denied that he lives with her. So he went to the apartment after work because he was feeling sick. And while he was there, what do you know? He heard a noise outside. His ex-girlfriend's pit bull started barking, running around the apartment, knocking things over. See, that's the first thing. The dog did some of the damage.
Right.
And then a bear broke through a window pane by the door, entered the apartment, and rummaged through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe this? He began throwing objects at the bear. So he broke another window doing that. At one point, he himself tripped and fell through another window, cut his hand, and he collapsed and passed out. When he woke up, the ex-girlfriend and the cops were standing there inside the apartment looking at him. When asked about the burned items, oh, look, it's a Deborah Mark reference. Brunner and his girlfriend were burning sage earlier.
Woo!
So that's what he claimed the stink of was about with the burn.
What do you know? Burning
this
sage.
Is the best ever story.
Connected to another nut.
This is the best ever story. He's running for city council in South Lake Tahoe. His name will remain on the ballot. He has not been convicted. However, he was convicted previously for spousal abuse. And when asked about that, the charges appear accurate, but I wasn't aware that I'd been convicted. And I wasn't aware that case is on my criminal record. This guy's a doozy.
He'll probably win in a landslide. He should run here. He absolutely would win down here in L.A.
He would. Probably he would. A bear did it. That is fantastic.
See, I wonder why he broke up with his girlfriend. Why do you think?
I think she broke up with him. I love, though, I guess he thought fast because he's lying there. He's just waking up from being passed out.
But it's
and he's got to come up with a story.
It's stupid.
You will believe this. But first of all, if a bear broke in there, wouldn't you smell and see the tracks of the bear?
There would
or something?
Be bear poop on the floor.
Something. A bear smell.
Bear stink. Yeah, that's...
Bear...
And how did he get out?
The bear? Oh, he went out through the same broken...
Yeah, I don't know.
Sliding glass door that he broke into. Yeah.
No, there'd be a lot of bear blood because there'd be a lot of glass shards there that would have sliced into him.
Deborah Mark claims that you're holding your first ever apple in this photo?
Yep. Yep, I got John to actually hold an apple. He wouldn't take a bite, but at least he's holding
it's National Vegan Day, so you brought that
up.
Yeah.
She posted it.
Right.
Yeah, it's posted. If you want to see John Cobalt actually holding an apple,
it's a tiny apple.
Poison, but it is on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook feed.
Yeah, people are dying to see
they
that.
They are. They want to
they
see,
want
you
to see me holding
because
an apple.
You're
smiling behind you. I got him to hold that. Now, would he eat the apple? Never.
I don't even.
I wish I had a banana.
I'm trying to think the last time I bit into an apple.
She says this is the first time you've held one. That can't be true, is
no,
it?
No, well, I buy apples for the family, so I have held them. But I don't...
Yes, lots of likes are piling up.
Is that our first like?
The apple picture is viral.
Probably not since I was a kid. In fact, I don't think I've ever bitten into an apple. I couldn't figure out how to do that.
What?
I remember this. Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah, that is strange.
No, I...
You just...
No,
I mean, it takes a bit of a chew. You can't do it softly.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I kept... banging my teeth into it, and I thought this is too hard to eat.
Oh. You can cut an apple?
Mom used to give me apple slices, but then they would turn brown in about 5 minutes, and I thought, see, apples rot real fast. That turned me off too. And then the smell's no good. There's just nothing about it.
Apples smell great.
No.
Well, but the problem is, you know, National Vegan Day, you can't have an apple instead of a good steak or a good dinner. I mean, it's just a snack.
It's a snack.
Well, who has meat snacks?
Actually, it's a dessert
Jerky?
As well.
Meat snacks.
I don't have meat snacks very often. I mean, you eat chips and stuff as snacks, but that
beef jerky is not a snack.
I don't eat jerky. I find it kind of weird. I don't
charcuterie boards.
All right. Well, that would be.
But you don't have to have meat.
But that would be like a cocktail hour or something.
Well, you said snacks.
I just meant a snack like you're sitting there at your table. You're not going to get a charcuterie board, Eric, while you're sitting there running the show, are you?
I'll go into like the fridge at home and get like a piece of salami as like a snack.
Yeah, that is a good snack. And
a piece of salami.
Prosciutto, too.
Yeah, see?
Yes, that's very good.
Well, I'll have apple slices and carrot slices as my snack.
Okay.
Maybe even dipped in some hummus or something.
All right,
all right.
Well, I'm sure it's news time. It's got to be news time, right?
Just about.
Yeah, okay.
Donnie King, KFIM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.